Assalamu alaikum, guys.
Wa alaikum salam.
I am very excited. We just finished our presentation and that was Chris, right?
Yes.
Chris just accepted Islam. This is a gift. And I'm meeting Norman. Is it Norman?
Nuruddin.
And you accepted Islam how long ago?
A year and 5 months ago, alhamdulillah.
Where are you from originally?
Mattoon, Illinois.
Tell us in short, what was it about Islam that captivated you and how did you accept it?
I met many friends from Egypt, and as time went by, I just started learning a little bit more about Islam, and it started making more sense. I was a Christian, my family's a Christian, Christians, and it just made much more sense, and I connected with it. I never really connected with the Christianity too much, but when I started going to the masjid and learning more about Islam and going through Ramadan, it made so much more sense, and I just got drawn into, and alhamdulillah, I'm a Muslim now.
So you're an American?
Yes. Born, I was in the United States military.
Tell us about that.
I was in the United States Navy. I was on board USS Kitty Hawk. I was in Desert Storm and Desert Shield. I went in 89 and then got out of active duty in 92, and I had a major motorcycle accident when I was in the reserve, and I lost my right arm. And for many years, I was always wondering, you know, why? Why would this happen to me? But alhamdulillah, as time went by, I was able to take care of my father. And during that time is when I found Islam as well. He just died like 2 weeks before I took my shahada. So, you know, alhamdulillah for everything.
Now, what are some of the challenges that you've faced? You know, some people, they end up liking Japanese cars. You know, some people like German cars. You know, that doesn't consider someone a traitor now.
Right.
Some people like Spanish food. Maybe they're from Italy, you know what I mean?
Right.
But we see this growing now because someone wants to worship the creator, not the creation. They accept Islam. You didn't change your DNA. You're still an American. I'm
still
an American.
Still American.
Bosnian heritage. But you see a lot of this ignorance. But when people see the connection that we have with Jesus, they see the connection that we have with many of the prophets in the Bible, the simple message of Islam, you know, it resonates with them. What experiences have you had like this with ignorant people, and then how were you able to dispel some of these myths?
I don't really call them ignorant, they're just misinformed. So, you know, and the media portrays a lot of different things, and a lot of people don't understand the Quran. They think they do. You know, if you're going to read it in English, some of my friends would say they read the Quran and you know, they don't like what it says. But what we decided, you know, you should read it in at least 5 different versions to get the context of that. My family, some of them were shocked. You know, when I did bad things before Islam, you know, I used to drink a little bit in odds and ends. Nobody cared. But when I took the shahada, they're like, oh, they're brainwashing you. But I sit down with them, and alhamdulillah, my family is fine. My aunts are fine, and they've met many Egyptians, and they also are donating to some charitable events in Egypt as well now because of this. So it's awesome.
What advice? I mean, you're a patriot. You're someone who fought for your country.
Yes.
Right? You're born, bred, an American. You're still an American.
Yes.
But you're just a Muslim like Jesus was. You still love Jesus,
yes,
right?
Yes,
of course. What advice do you have for others? They've been watching the Deen Show. You know, they've been learning a little bit about Islam. They're seeing past. Like you said, they're misinformed. What else? What advice do you give for people who are searching for purpose and now they connect with you rather than maybe someone who's Egyptian, Moroccan, or whatever? But you, and as an American, what advice do you have for them?
Patience is the biggest thing. The advice is if you have a question, ask somebody that's a Muslim. If we don't have the answer, we will find the answer for you. Just patience and understanding that don't listen to the media all the time because some of their information is wrong or people that are not Muslims. If a lot of times people criticize it and they don't know nothing about Islam. It's just hearsay. And or it's what they heard or what somebody has said or what they've seen on TV. And it's sad because it's not 99% of the time it's not the truth. So be patient, ask questions. And we're more than happy to talk with you. If we don't know the answer, we will find the answer. But we're all human. It's one world. We believe in the same God. God and Allah is the same. Many times when you say Allah, people like panic. It's the same God. It's just a different language. It's It's very simple.
Noro, Dean, it's a pleasure. Thank you for coming to the talk here. It was really nice to meet you. And may Allah continue to bless you. Thank you for sharing your short story with us. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And thank you guys for tuning in. Keep tuning in to learn more. 1-800-662-ISLAM. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Peace be with you. Watch the Dean Show.
Watch the Dean Show.
Make sure you watch the Dean Show.
Watch the Dean Show.
Watch the Dean Show.
Watch the Dean Show.
Watch the Dean Show.